May 24th, Jesus says, "Right. I, the Triune Lord says, knowing that men so easily forget laws and benefits, have replaced the law and a covenant written and conserved in dead things, stone and wood, still wood, even if covered with gold, with a law and a covenant written on the divine flesh with a divine blood, both of which are conserved ever alive, as when they served for the alliance with heaven, in the tabernacle which in its smallness, is as big as heaven, for it contains everything, and in its innumerability, flourishing in every corner of the earth, it bears witness to the omnipresence of God. But so much far-seeing goodness has not served to turn those who are anything but my children into faithful children. You have increasingly become the wicked and perverse race Moses wails about. No one who is not obligated to do so, because of study or a priestly mission, now reads and meditates on that canticle. You do ill. You ought to read and meditate on it, and, beating your breasts, say, 'We are this senseless people, this ungrateful people, who, after having received God's benefits, has kicked out like a haughty mule, and abandoned its Lord, this people, that has allowed itself, and continues, to provoke its God, the worship of whom it replaced with idolatrous and sacrilegious worship, adoring Satan in his different manifestations. The Eternal has thus punished us. And he will always punish us until the number of the good is at least equal to that of the wicked. Nor, rebellious creatures, should you end your thoughts by saying, 'Well then, I will wait for the others to become good, and preach that they ought to.' No. Let each one, without paying attention to his neighbor, seek on his own to become good, as God wills. Then, when he has become so, let him speak, in the name of God, to exhort others to be good. But first let him purify himself in pain and love. Let each become a host for God. The earth, a contaminated altar, needs to be re-sanctified before being able to become an altar dear to the Lord again. Let pain be the holocaust for sin, love, the holocaust for the peace sacrifice. But let love be the first thing to arise in you. Without it you cannot have me, who am eternal love, the prompter of every supernatural action or thought. Love will spur you towards contrition. Contrition will give God back to you, and, rejoined to him, you will be able to offer yourselves with all your soul, mind, heart, and strength, according to the law, to him who should be loved above all things and without measure. I am love who speaks. I am love that blesses. It is I who bless you. And I bless you, O love, that you may shed upon me your light, which is the light of light, the most gladdening, beatific light, and pacify every great pain of mine in a joy which no human word is capable of describing.